Be'ezus Hashem, Parshas Tazria Mitzoyra, Tovshin Pei. Isha ki Tazria, the older Zohar Rashi says, Omer Ab Simloi, Kishem Shi Yitzirosoi Shal Odom, Achar Kol Behem Achai Ve'oif B'maisa Bereshis, Kach Toi Rosoi Nisparsha, Achar Toiras Behem Achai Ve'oif. The same way in the Seder Ayitzira, the Odom was the last one after the Behem Achai Ve'oif, also when it says the Dinim, the Toira of it, is also the Torah. First it says in Parsha Shmini, the Torah of Behem Echai Voiv, and then it says the Torah Sa'odom. Rabbi Yerucham explains that it's not Stam a Remez Ba'alma, a Simen Ba'alma, that there's a Tzustel from the Yitzira and the Torah. Hari we know is Stakel Be'oiraisa Ubora Alma. The Metzias of everything in the Bria is Ayyadei Stakel Be'oiraisa. So if Taka in the Bria, the Metzias is that the Adam is last, that's because it's Stakel Be'oiraisa, that in the Torosoi of the different Brias, the Torosoi of the Adam is last. Hare a person is be'etzem a ramachei vorim is keneged mitzvahs esei, shesagidim is keneged the lavin. The mitzias of an adam is the Torah, is the tariag mitzvahs. So is stakel by roisa bar alma. That's the oimik of the member of Rav Simloi. Hare we know the Medrash says that Avram Avinu was kayim kol ha-Torah kula, even koidim shenitno. The lashon of the Medrash is, umei heichan lomad Avram, the whole Torah. Omer Av Levi, mei atzmai lomad. So Omshad is, he learned it on his own. But there's another pshat, me'atzmai lomad, from himself, from his ramach evorim, from his shasagidim. The metzias of the Odom HaSholem, of the ramach evorim, of the shasagidim, is a metzias of istakel be'raiso var alma, from Avinu, even koidim at Torah, al yidei me'atzmai lomad, was able to shtel tzu to that. Now the Medrash that brings this memory of Rav Simloi, the Medrash continues, the Medrash brings, it brings the pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Lametes. The pasuk says, ochar v'kedem tzartoni. So the Medrash says, im zocha, Adam, Oimrim Loi, Ata Kidam Telechol Masa Bereshis. On one hand, if a person is Zoicha, we say you're the first. But for Imlav, Oimrim Loi, Yitush Kodmacha, Shilshul Kodmacha, even a tiny mosquito, a Yitush is before you. Now the Emma says it's a Pella. We're talking to a person that whether he was or wasn't Mekayim, what he did, we said if he wasn't Zoicha, then he's less than even a Yitush. How could you compare the Cholifin? We're talking about an Adam, Yitzir Kapov HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Avada did some mitzvahs and did some chiyuvim, some kiyumim of something, less than a mosquito. The taich is, the Balei Mosar say, the pshat is, a Yatush did his tafkid. Everything, every Bria, and Avada, the Adam also, has a tafkid, has an inyan of miloi tafkidoi, maise ish ufakudosoi. But the message over here is, if you taka were mekayim zocha, you were memale your tafkid, so then you're rishon. If you weren't memale your tafkid, then yitush kodmacha, because the yitush was memale tafkidoi. In the nekuda, the Eibush does not moided the taitzah, he's moided whether there, you were mekayim your tafkid. The Emes says, you go weiter in that medrash, the medrash is bringing ochar v'kedem tzartoni. So the medrash says, im zocha adam, noichol shnei oylomis oylom hazev oylom haba. V'im lav, oymrim lo yitush kodmacha. What's the Neuchel Shnei Olamis Olam Hazeh Olam Haba? Because the Pshat is Be'etzem, we're talking about an Odom. Isha Kisaz Riyah V'yol the Zohar, we're talking about the Metzias of an Odom. Yadua that the Metzias of an Odom is the Guf and the Neshama. An Odom is not only Guf. An Odom is also not a Malach, he's not only Neshama, he's the Tziruf of both. Now we know the famous Nefesh HaChayim that by Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Snei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Shal Na'alecha Me'al Raglecha, he explains it to mean, remove, Moshe Rabbeinu, remove yourself from your guf. Totally stel yourself ois from your guf. Remove yourself from your na'al, because he says the guf of an Adam is like a na'al, is like a shoe, because the neshama is be'emes roishay magiyah ha'shamayimah. Shal Na'alecha Me'al Raglecha. Stel tzichfar Rachman Litzlan, if a person spends his entire life only focused on the inyonim of guf, only on the chumrius, only on the gashmius. So it's like the lashon of the Gemara, Gavra Ar like a person, it's a chucha v'etlula, that he's wearing fancy shoes, but the rest of his clothes are tattered. He only put emphasis, he only put koiches, he only put toichen into his shoes, into the naal. The guf is taka the naal, but there's a whole guf me'alze. That's the yesoid of ochar v'kedem tzartoni. The emphasis of the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph, Perakei, he brings a lotion of the Zohar, ochar, on this pasuk also, ochar v'kodim tzartoni, the Medrash in our parsha quotes it, but now I'm quoting, he brings the Zohar, says, ochar l'uvdu d'bereshis, v'kodam l'uvdu d'merkova. He says the taich is that a person, that's what the Nefesh HaChaim talks about in Shar Aleph, when he talks about Selam Elikim, how the moiridik koyach, the vast potential that's nichlal in a person, because the Adam, the Yehudi, the koyach of the Nefesh and the Neshama of the Yehudi, is that on one hand, his guf is taka down here in this world. Achar l'uvda de Bereshis, and he's the last one created after all the Bein Chayvayv. But he's called him l'uvda de Merkava because Be'etzim, according to how he explains Al Pi Kabbalah, the Seder, his Shtalshlus of the Elamais, when a person does a Pu'ula, a Machshava, a Maisa, or a Dibur of a Mitzvah, he poils in the Elamais El Yoinim even higher than the Merkava. So he's Achar l'uvda de Bereshis. But he's called him l'uvda de Merkava. What a person could poil, it's not Shaykh. He brings later on in Shar Aleph Perek Tes. It sounds like a more balabatish nekuda, but I think this is the oimik. He says, by Kriyas Yamsuf, the Rabbi Nishlam tells Moshe Rabbeinu, says, Hashem says to him, Ma titzak alai, dabar el b'nei Yisrael v'iso. So says the Nefesh HaChaim, the Abrist is telling him why they have to scream. They should go. The betochain and the oimik ha'amuna that's going to be b'libam, that's what's going to poil the Kriyas Yamsuf. Now what's the pshat? So you can say, it's a varna and amuna, if you believe, it'll happen. But it's much more oimik than that. Dabar el b'nei Yisrael v'iso, because when the Yid does it, he's poiling in the Ilam HaSel Yoinim. And he says, that's what it means. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Lisusasi berichvei parai parai di misach rayosi. The pasuk in Shir HaShirim, because be'emes b'derech klal the roichev is koyveya and tells the sus, controls the sus and tells him what to do. But when it's crazy, and by Yamsuf, that's what it was. By Kriyas Yamsuf, the sus v'roichvei, the sus was koyveya for the roichev. He says that's be'etzem how it was, because Klal Yisrael is telling the Rabbeinu Shloim what to do. Ma titzak eilai, dabar el b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. We can understand this as a message also for the moiridik situation that Klal Yisrael is in now. That Be'emes, all the Rabbanu Shalom is waiting for is Dabar El B'nei Yisrael V'Yiso, let there be an outburst of Betochen, of Emunah, of Hishtoikakus, for his Galus Kvod Shemayim, and then it will be Hu Omar Vayehi. It goes on the Bashefer, it goes on the Koyach of an Adam, how he's able to poil. That's what it says over there in the Nefesh HaChayim, how the person is Be'etzem poil on the highest level of the Merkava. Vaitman, the Parsha Isha Ki Tazria, the Chidor writes that the difference between Ish and Isha in the Gematria is 5. The Ish is Aleph Yud Shin, Isha is Aleph Shin Hey. An Ish is 5 more than the Isha. And that's the Tzura, how it's supposed to be. But then sometimes that's Motzah Isha, Motzah Toiv. But then there's Umoitza Animar Mimavis Es Ha Isha. Because if it's Ha Isha, she thinks she's Shove, and that's Taka. Isha is Gematria Dvash. Ha Isha is Gematria Shevet, a Shevet Lirdoispoy, like a stick. But the etzim, this nekuda of the hey, it's very interesting. It says Zohar and Nekeva. Nekeva is Rosh Hatevis, Naira, Kitana, Boigeris. That's the different stages we know from the Sugis and Ksubis and Kedushin. Nekeva, Naira, Kitana, Boigeris. So what's the hey? The hey is because it says Kesedur Naira without a hey. When she's Neschaber to the Ish, she gets the last hey. Because the Ish is 5 more than the Isha. The Ish is the Yud, which is 5 more than the Isha. So she's a Naira, she's a Kitana, and she's a Boigeris. But what's the last nekuda of the Nekeva is the hey, that when she's Neschaber to the Ish, she gets the hey. And that's the Koich Yiluda of an Isha, which be'etzim the koyach is tom and ba, but it has to come from the zachar, it has to come because it's from the man. That's what it means. The goin says, the Arizal says this, Rochel Akara, she was Akar Hey. All the other Imois have a Hey, Sora, Leia, Zilpa, they all have a Hey. Rochel doesn't have a Hey, so she was Akara, she was Akar Hey. How does she get it? She gives Bilha. Bilha has 2 Heys. V'ibone anoichi gam mimeno. Because she has an extra koyche. But that's the aside of Nekeva. Naira, Kitana, Boigeres, and then the Hey, the Chibur to the Ish makes the Hey. That's the Nekeva. Now the Parsha says that this Tumas Yolandis, it's very interesting. This forum explained the aside of Tumah, Bechlal, always. Tumah is when there's a siluk of Kedusha. When there's a siluk of Kedusha, so the absence, the vacuum of the siluk of the Kedusha creates Tumah. Tumas Meis, a person has an neshama, like we said before, an Adam Be'etzim is not just a guf, it's an neshama. But he's not only an neshama, he's not a malach, he's a guf with an neshama. When the neshama is nestalic, that's avia voice ha-tumah. The siluk of the tum of the neshama, so now the guf remains, there's a matzav of tumah. Similar by Yeledis, because we know that the tinoik, the uber bimei imoy, is loimit kol ha-terakula, it's shechina shruya alav, there's a malach and there's the shechina. And when finally, so he's noilad, she's noilad, the tinoik is noilad, so then it's nestalic that shechina, it's nestalic that koyach of kedusha, memeila this tumas Yeledis. Now the Torah says that by a Zohar it's for 7 days and then 33 days of Tahara, and by a Nekeva it's 14 days of Tumah. So Fregen the Rishonim and Tyson increases that test, but all the Rishonim, they talk about this. An Ishas anyways, Tommy. Ein Leida, Ein Psichas Kever B'loy Dam. By the Leida, unless there's a Musig of Leida Abishta, but Pashtas, there's no Musig of Leida Abishta, so there's Tumah for 7 days anyways. What is it negay that there's 7 days of Tumah by the Zohar? A Nekeva, the Chiddush is 14 days. But by Zohar, what's the chiddush of 7 days? There's anyway 7 days of tumah. So there's a lot of truths, but simple it can be, because by Nida, she could be toivel at the end of the 7 days, even if there was dam all 7 days. If she's Leida at the end of the 7 days of Nida, it would be negated, and now she still needs 7 days for the tin of the Tumas Zohar. The Medrash over here brings, and there's quite a few pshatim I saw in the Acharonim about this, but the Etzem quote is the Pasuk in Koheles, Kapitel Yud Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Tein Chelek L'Shiva V'Gam L'Shmoina. And there's many pshatim, what it means, Tein Chelek L'Shiva V'Gam L'Shmoina. So there's one pshat, the Parashas Yosef brings, Tein Chelek L'Shiva is the Shivas Yemei Nida. The Gam L'Shmoina is the Shmoina Yemei Mila, like it says, V'Yem HaShmini Yim HaBasar Alosei. But it says, he brings the Medrash says, Im Shamar the Shiva Yemei Nida. So what's the taich? So he says an interesting pshat. Va'ato, what's the ato? You will mal. So he brings the Torah's Kohen and says that based on the smichas of the parasha betzim tazria mitzoyra, that if an ish v'isha is not nizher in the inyanim of tuma of nida, and that's betzim he says even that's ten chelik l'shiva, you should be moisif an extra oina. There's a chumra b'shas vesta to be moisif ten chelik l'shiva. Add a little bit more. Be machmir the extra oina. But a kaponim, if you're nizar, and if you're not nizar, then Rachman al son will be noil to ben that's a mitzoyra. Now we know when a child is born and there's a mokum tsaras, there's baharis, katsitzas baharis on the mokum hamila. So the din is esed echaloisa, you could be mal, but the din is that the father himself shouldn't be mal because the father is going to be mechavin to be mesalik the tsaras. He's shomer beneged tsaras not to take it off. And if it's efshar ayde acher, someone else should do the ksisas beheris. So a mila of a bris mila of a tinek that's a tzumitzoira, the father can't do the bris mila. So that's what the Medrash is saying. Tein chelik l'shiva be nizer in yonam of nida. And when you're nizer in yonam of nida, so the child won't be a mitzoira. And mela then va'ata timo l'shmoina. You, the father, will be able to malim. You won't need someone else to be malim. There's another pshat, just we'll say the headline of it, the Hafla, in a few places talks about this. He brings on the Yalkut, this pasuk, Tein Chelik L'Shiva V'Gam L'Shmoyne. The Yalkut says, Tein Chelik L'Shiva Zeh Doirei Shal Moshe. The Gam L'Shmoyne Zeh Doirei Shal Yeshua. He explains based on the concept that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Be'etzim they were still in Mitzrish mode. They were on the schedule of the Goyim that the day is preceded by the night. And then they was Nepach to a Yehudi. So a child that was born, let's say, on Leil Zayin Nisan, was able to already have a bris mila on Yudalid, because even though it looks like it's only 7 days, it's really 8 days, because there was the transformation from the Goyish calendar to the Yiddish calendar. That's what it's, Tein Chelek L'Shiva, and then V'Gam L'Shmoyne. There's a lot of nafkaminas, it's Negeya V'Cheshbonov. We say that Rashi says in Parsha Shlach, Shmoyne Chutim Shevet Tzitzis Kenega, the Shmoyne Yomim that till Kriyas Yamsef, the Chorot is only 7 days until Kriyas Yamsef. So there is a girsa that says no, that there are seven white strings connected to 7 days till Kriyas Yamsef. And then there's one chut of tcheles. But Pashlis Rashi says, Shmoyne chutei tzitzis, connected Shmoyne yomim. The pshat is, why is it Shmoyne yomim? Because we're counting already on the Goyish calendar when it was already, when it was Yudalit, and then it switched over to the Yiddish calendar. Maybe it's considered 8 days. Uvayoyim hashmini Yimol Bisar or Losoi. The Gemara says in Shabbos Taf Kuvav that Mila is Doicha Shabbos. Mila Bismana is Doicha Shabbos. And the Gemara says a concept, Kolam Makalkal and Ptur, and Betzim by Bederach Klal, by Malachas of Shabbos, Makalkal is Potter, Chutz by Choyvel and Mavir. Choyvel and Mavir, even Makalkal is Chayv. And it must be, because you need a Pasuk to be Matur Mila. What would be the Chayv anyways? Must be because Kolam Makalkal and Chayovin. Azoi Zok the Gemara, Fregand Achroinim, what's the Raya? Maybe really Choyvel Baalma is not Chayv. And it's negeya when you're doing a bris mila, when it's mila b'tzaras. Because when it's mila b'tzaras, then you're zicha doing tikkun. Because then you're doing the tikkun al yedei, the hasoras ha'orla. Another shayla that Chassam Soiber talks about, he says, maybe the chiddush of mila doicha Shabbos is not going on the etzem mila. Maybe the mila you'd be potter anyways, because choyvel and kolam akalpon p'turin. The chiddush is that you could even do mitzitza on Shabbos. So he says it's not even true, because mehecha tesa, maybe you should do the bris mila right before Shabbos is over. Don't do zrizin makdim ala mitzvahs, be mal, right samach to the end of Shabbos, and then the mitzitza can be done on moitza Shabbos tak. We know that a child is born only with a regular leida is the din that he's uvayoyim hashmini yimel basar alosa ishaki tazria viyolda zachar, and it's a regular leida tivi, then it's taka nimel shmoina. But a yoytze doifin, a nituach kesar, then it's different. Then with it's a suffix taka whether he's nimel l'shmoina or not. So since we're mesupik l'mais, we don't malam on boy vayoyim, we malam on yom hashmini, but it's not doicha Shabbos. The shaila becomes, it's a suffix. There's a tzad that it is doicha Shabbos, just we're not sure, so misuffik, it's not doicha Shabbos. What do you do? Who adin mila shaloi bezman is not doicha yontif? What do you do if you have a tinoik that it's a murder case? It's a suffix whether, you know, it was born ben hashmasha, so it's a suffix if it's bezman or not. Plus, you know, we'll add that it's yontif sheni. And plus, we'll add, it's an Eretz Yisrael where anyways, most people don't keep Yom Tov Sheni, but you, the father, the Avi Ben, does. You have a situation over here that you have a sfeik, sfeik, sfeika, because maybe it's not Yom Tif, maybe it's Choyl. And even if it's Yom Tif, maybe Taka, punk, it's the 8th day. You don't know if it's the 8th day or the 9th day now on this Yom Tif Sheni. And it's also a Yoytze Doifin. It's also a Yoytze Doifin because on the tzad that it wouldn't be a Yoytze Doifin, it would Taka be Doicha because it's Mila Bizmano. What's the din l'gabi Yom HaShmini Yimo Basar HaLosei? Another interesting shaila is we know that of a Yom HaShmini Yimo Basar HaLosei that Mila is Doicha Shabbos. Yeah, but the Yesod is a Mila when the baby's 8th day is Shabbos, then it's Doicha Shabbos. There's a Meridika case. Let's say you have a baby that's supposed to have a Bris Mila. It's supposed to have a Bris Mila on Friday. The 8th day is Friday. And for whatever reason, thing got delayed and they didn't do the Bris. It's now very close to Shkia. And it's Friday. But there's no Moyel available. The one Moyel that's available that's able to do the Bris Mila was already Mekabel Shabbos. So he says, hey, I can't do the Bris Mila. I was Mekabel Shabbos. So they tell him, it's a Mila Bismana. Mila Bismana is Doicha Shabbos. He says, Shkoye Chacham Einer. A Mila that Bismana is Shabbos is Doicha Shabbos. This is a Mila that Bismana is Friday. And doch, I can't do it. Because for me, it's Shabbos. So there are Eitzas. He should be Shoyel and the Heter and the Dorim on his Kabbalah Shabbos. Are doch, it's not Shkia. This patentum over here. Over the Etzem Nakuda, whether only a Mila Bismana of Shabbos is Doicha Shabbos, not a Mila Bismana of Friday. One other Nakuda on Bris Mila. The Gemara says that Mila Bisman is Doicha Shabbos. There's a famous Kash in the Rishonim, Toysis in Megillah Davdalen, and the Ritva in Davdalen and Megillah, and Sukkah Ben Beis, and many other Rishonim, the Ran in Rosh Hashanah, a lot of Rishonim ask. We know this Gezeira de Rabba. There are certain mitzvahs that even though Be'etzim Ikar Adin, they're supposed to be Noyag on Shabbos, but because of a Gezeira, maybe one Yid is going to forget and carry Mavar Dal Ramas Peshus Rabbim. So they were Iker Shoifer on Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos. Megillah. They would Megillah, Rosh Hashanah, Lulav. They would. Chazal took away. If I tried away the mitzvah, Gezeira, Shemei, Avirenu, Arba Amos. Nusa, how come you don't say that by Bris Mila also? Bris Mila shouldn't be Doicha Shabbos. So Toysen Megillah says Mila is more chamer. Mila is nichrus alei yugimah brises. It's more chamer. Also, he says the only person that's mal. It's not everyone. Everyone has to lay the Megillah. Everyone has to be noy to Lulav. Mila, the only person that's mal is anyways a bucky. The bucky knows not to make that mistake. Another teretz is that the Ritva says Mila itself is a Chilul Shabbos, and the Torah was mechadish that the Mila is Doicha Shabbos. So you're going to say it's not Doicha because of a chashash of the Dal Ramas. Another teretz based on the famous Taz, the Taz in Erechaim Tov Kuf Pehe, and a few other places, the Taz says that on a Dover on Mefurish Bekra Chazal can't make a Gzeira, and here it's Mefurish Bekra. Uvayoy Mashmini Yimo Basara Losso. It's Mefurish Bekra. There's one more teretz the Ran says. There's many teretz, but another teretz the Ran says in Rosh Hashanah, lulav, shofar, and megillah is a mitzvah that Gan's Klal Yisrael is muzarin, and therefore everyone is torah, everyone is busy, and then no one's going to notice that there's one Chaim Yankel that's going out and he's carrying in Dal Ramas. But the bris mila for everyone else, there's no mitzvah of bris mila. This yid punkt has to be mal his son, or he's a moyel. He might make the mistake. There's a lot of other people there to correct him and contain him in and make sure he doesn't go out. The Achrayim want to say lepulpula based on this Ran, we know that megillah. When Purim comes out on Shabbos, we don't do the Megillah on Shabbos, we push it earlier. What about a child, a bar mitzvah bachar, that becomes bar mitzvah on that Shabbos? Hooray for him, you can't say that he should lay the Megillah on Friday. For him, he wasn't a gadol on Friday. So maybe he should lay on Shabbos. I this gzeira de rabba. Yeah, but everyone else will remind him. No one else is laying. He's like now a yochid. That's kamat. Kamat, it's a Purim Torah, but it's something that they clear about. The Achrayim. The Parsha says that when the Isha is Tomei, Bichol Koidesh Loisiga. Chazal teaches the Gemara Makis. Bichol Koidesh Loisiga, that there's a lav deraisa even for her to touch kachim. Now, it's a machlekes amiran, but the Gemara says that even though it also says it by Truma, but by Truma, Loisiga only means don't eat it. You're allowed to touch it. Akapon, there's no lav deraisa to touch the Truma. So there's a power, the Meiridika Meshechochma. Meshechochma does this a lot of times. Koyecha Torah of the Meshechochma. He says that sometimes in time of the Krah, in the reasoning of the Torah, there's a Gezerah. But they're called Chazal make Gezerahs. The Rabbanon make Gezerahs. The Meshechochma, and in a few other places he does this, that he says Pshat in a certain halach is a Gezerah. Midoiraisa kach and kach gozru. So he says, Meiridika Gezach, why by Kachim were they Gezer that you shouldn't eat a lav deraisa, you shouldn't even touch the Kachim when you tell me, and by Trumanat? So he says, because by Kachim, the Torah was Gezer not to touch the Kachim as a Shmirah. You know, like Arias, Loisikrevu Legalois Erva. Don't even touch. So similar, don't even touch the Kachim. He says, by Truma, it's never Negeya. Because by Truma, if you're going to touch the Truma itself is going to become Tomei. And Truma Tomeya, there's no Misa Bidei Shemayim if the Kohen eats it. Kachim, Yechayiv Karas, even if it's Tomei. But by Truma, once it's Truma Tomeya, a Kohen that eats Truma Tomeya is only Chayiv and Essay. There's no Misa Bidei Shemayim. Mimela, there's no Mokim for the Gezerah of Negeya. Because the Negeya will never come to the Chomer Eser of the Misa. And the tam of the isra, the irais of the Torah of Leisiga is a gezeira of a shmira. The hemshich and the parasha of Tazriya Metzayra, we have the inyonim of Negoyim, of Lashon Hara, and the, you know, Dorshei Rishumois, there's a smichus, Loma Nismacha, the inyonim of Macholas Asuris that we had in the previous parasha, with Negoyim of Lashon Hara, because a person has to be careful what he puts into his mouth, and a person has to also be careful not what he picks out, what he speaks out. Also, you shouldn't swallow Macholas Asuris. You also shouldn't be Ish Esrei Ehu Chayim Beloi, the inyonim of Lashon Hara, how a person mamish could swallow another person. So a little bit on the inyan of Lashon Hara, the Yisoid of Tzaras comes, Ba'avon Lashon Hara. It's very interesting. There's a word from the Magid Mikelm. We know there's something called Avak Lashon Hara. And Avak Lashon Hara could be in a situation when, you know, the famous Gemara, the Gemara says, Nurabe, it's a famous, the Chafetz Chaim made a famous, Nurabe Planyo, that you say, yeah, there's always a fire by that guy. And you're saying it as a Shevach, that there's always food and things are good, but Lamaisa, you're causing him a Nezek. So the Magid Mikelm says, it's all Nurmaz in a Pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Lamites. Look at, listen now, he reads into the Pasuk. Omarti Eshmer Darki Mechati B'Shoini. A guy says, I'll be careful from speaking Lashon Hara. Eshmer L'Pi Machsoin Boid Rosh L'Negdi. No Lashon Hara for me. Ne'alamta Dumiya Hecheshesi Mitoiv. I only say good things. Obrekevi Necher. Nevertheless, I get Negoyim. Something happens. Why? Cham Libi Bekirvi. Suddenly I remember. This is Lashon of the Pasuk and Dillon. Behagigi Tivar Eish Debrosi B'Shoini. Because I said with my tongue that this guy has fire in his house. That Nakuda, Cham Libi Bekirgidi, Behagigi Tivar Eish Debrosi B'Shoini. That's why Ke'evi Nechar. That's why, even though I was careful about Amati Eshmer Adarki, Eshmer Lepi Machsim, Nelamti Dumi, I was careful. Yeah, but you weren't careful about the Avak Lashon Hara. Behagigi Tivar Eish Debrosi B'Shoini. It's beautiful. If you look it up again in the Lashonines of the Psukim in Tehillim, Kapitol Amites, Psukim Beis, Gimel and Dalet. Now the Torah says you're going to get a negah. The negah can come in various stages of white. There's se'es, sapachas, and beheres. And those are three, or actually four, because sapachas means the lower level of it. There's se'es and its sapachas, and there's beheres and its sapachas. But technically, as the four words, there's a remez. There's se'es, sapachas, beheres, and then, which is tzaras. Those four letters, the Rosh Tevis of those words, se'es, sapachas, beheres, and tzaras, is a shin, a samach, a beis, and a tzadi. Those actually are the four colors of white that the Mishnah in the beginning of Masechet Negoyim, it's a machlokes Tanaim, how to work it out, a very complex Mishnah, but the different shades of white are kisheleg, sid hahechol, beitza, and semer. So there's a remez noe, the same letters of se'es, sapachas, beheres, and the word tzaras are the letters of the four shades of white, sheleg, sid hahechol, beitza, and semer. But of course it's a machlokes Tanaim in the beginning of Negoyim, which shade of white is called se'es, which one is called sapachas. It's an afkamina lagabi tziruf, which ones are mitzaref with other ones. Now the Meridik concept is by Negoyim that if it's kulai hofach lavon taharu, we know the basic idea is that he has a mara of lavon, and besides the mara you need a simin, either shtei cyrus lavonis or the michya, and it has to be, there's a seder, what came first, the whole sugya Negoyim. But the pasuk says if it's kulai hofach lavon, then it's tahar. So some say, the Bali Musa say, if it totally turned white, then the person's already nichna. Then it can't be that he's on such a madrega. There's the Paneach Raza brings, he says, the pshat is because if the tzaras covers your entire guf, kanareh, it's not so deep. It can't be that it's also deep and also spreads that much. If it's spread across the whole body, simen that it's not as deep and therefore not as much as a problem. But, you know, Bederach Jewish is very interesting. There's a Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Tzadi Zayin. The Gemara says, Ein ben David bo, ad shetis hapech kol hamalchus leminus. Mashiach is not going to come. Sanhedrin Tzadi Zayin. When is the Zeiten of Mashiach? Ein ben David bo, ad shetis hapech kol hamalchus leminus. Amar Rav Maikro, this pasuk, kulei hafach lavan taharu. And you look at this Gemara and you say to yourself, what does this Gemara mean? Does the Gemara mean a very negative thing? Kol hamalchus tis hapech leminus. So there's meiridik, there's two ways to understand this, and it's two ways to understand what's the idea behind kulei hafach lavan. L'chor it's so bad, so suddenly it's good. What's the catch? So the Emes says, there's another Gemara in Sanhedrin, a blot later on, Daf Tzadi Ches. Ein ben David bo, elo bidor shekulai zakai, oidor shekulai chayev. Kulai zakai, the Gemara darshan says, va'amech kulam tzadikim loylem yeshuaretz. Kulai chayev, vayar keinish, vayishtoimim kein mafgia. We know Mesoir from the Chafetz Chaim and others that say that what's going to be taka, which kind of a door is it going to be? It's going to be both. It's going to be a matzav of chayev and a matzav of zakai. But of upon him, it's toy fanum of the geula. Kenzai, these toy fanum, that's the toy fanum and hafach lovin. One attitude is hafach lovin. Everyone is apikorsis. Everyone is kfira. Everyone is fablundered. No one knows what's going on. Total. total darkness, total white, but total darkness, kulei hafach lavan. The other way to read it is punk fakir. It's a dorsha kulei zakai. Kol hamalchus hafach laminis is all the other umaysa ulam. The other umaysa ulam don't understand. Everyone's bewildered. No one knows what's going on. Aber klal Yisrael is oimeid b'mazhiroi. Like the Rambam says in the Malchus Tshuva, hiftichah toirish asoif Yisrael asis tshuva b'soif galusan. And that's what it means. It's kulei hafach lavan because the rest of the umays become hafach laminis. Aber klal Yisrael, kolecha b'beisoi. But klal Yisrael is a matzav of kulei hafach lavan fakir, lavan in a good sense. The emphasis, the idea that the fact that nega of lovin is white. What's the nakuda hare on Yom Kippur? White is the positive thing, right? The chut hashoni, it turns white, and white is a symbol of kapora, of tahara, of cleansing. Why over here dafka is the white negative? So there's an interesting pshat that Paradis Yosef brings. He says because tzaras comes, Chazal say among other things, for tzaras ayin. Now someone who's a tzara ayin, the pshat is he gives tzedakah. But he doesn't give it in the mechubet dekoyfin. He doesn't give it besimcha. Mele he's mevayish to ani, and when you mevayish to ani, you malbin chaveiroi, right? It's like shayfech domim ozel sumkova osa chivri. He turns white, so the metzora gets the midah keneged midah white because of the tzoras ayin that he has that he caused the yena to become white, and that's why in a seder of the kapara he brings tzipoyrim, like the Gemara says in Saita, tzipoyrim Gemara Saita Lamed Ches, tzipoyrim makirim betzorei ayin. It's all part of the process of realizing that. And getting out of Tzoras Ayin. So either way, no matter what, Avada, the Yisoid of the Tzoras was to teach him this message. You know, and there's various levels of Tzoras and various kinds, but one thing is that the Pasuk says, you have a guy, for 7 days he had to get locked up, and then again 7 days, and the checking, and back and forth, and at the end of the whole ordeal, 14 days, they say, he has to be quarantined. The word of quarantine really comes from 40, because I'm all the quarantine, the Haggadah was 40 days, not 14 days. I'm saying this year I'm already quarantined for 40 days. Be'ezer Hashem, the Avos shall help, and we should finally get out. But when it says Tiarei Akoyin Mispachasi, you know it's for the he didn't at the end he was tar. But what an ordeal he went through. He kamat became a Metzayra. So someone told me the taich is, you know, when you get the oinish of, you know, the Metzayra for the various oinishim of Lashon Hara and the various things, the oinish for kimat becoming a Metzayra is for the kimat Avera that he did. A person sometimes is in a situation, kimat he did an Avera, kimat. You know, I still have a suit that it says, Hashem, Hashem, ani Hashem koidim shiyechta, ani Hashem la'achar shiyechta. So the Velt asks, why koidim shiyechta? Does he need rachamim? Because when you're holding kimat, koidim shiyechta, you need rachamim. We spoke about other pshatim in this concept, Farah Shoshana. But upon him, a person gets a metzayra, a chetzi gris, so there's a suffix about the nega, and at the end the coin finally says, "Tar, yeah, kimat he became a metzayra." That's for the kimat gezindikin. A person should be nimchal be'ezer Hashem also for the kimat gezindikt. It says behemshech when there's the parsha of nigei botim. So the pasuk says, he says, kanega nirali babayis, kanega. So the Mishnah says in the Goyim, Perikid Beis, near the end of the Masechta, it says, Ketzer Riyas Abayis, it's describing Nigei Botim. It says, Abashalei Abayis, V'higid Lakoyin Leymar, Kanega Nirali Babayis. And the Mishnah says, Afilu Talmud Chocham, V'yaydeya Shuhu Nega Vaday, Lo Yigzer V'yaymer Nega Nirali Babayis, Elakin Nega Nirali Babayis. When you're calling the Koyin up, and you're asking him to come check your house, you tell him, Kin Nega Nirali Babayis. So it's interesting, the Tosis Yontif over there brings a few different shatim. What's the taich? What's the oimik of this vort? That you're not supposed to say nega. Either because, you know, there's a concept he brings from the Mizrahi, Lamad, the Reim, Lamad L'Shoin Chaloimer Eini Yedeya. Also, it's Derech Eretz for the Kohen. The Kohen is the one that has to pass. And you have to talk edel to the Kohen. You know, Efshir, maybe, Kin Nega, Nirali Babayas. You don't want to be a Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. Also, you don't want the Kohen to really be convinced. You know, a chosh of a guy calls up the Kohen and says, yeah, have a nega. The Kohen walks in, okay, nega gezuk, tata gezuk. No, ke nega. You're telling the Kohen, you know, be machriya, maybe not, efshir. Also, bechlal, doiver, shikorim, loyikoin. Yosef, kosef. What if the Kohen ends up saying it's not a nega? You want to say nega? And bechlal, al tiftach pel esotan. Kaponim, b'ktsara, we just said 6 reasons. Anocham, all the Tosfos Yontif says, the reason you say ke nega is lamad l'shem chaloy merini yedeya, derech eretz for the Kohen, not to be moira halach in front of the Kohen. Not to be memahar the Kohen to come to that conclusion. So you shouldn't be a doiver shkorim. And altiftach pelasotam. It's interesting though, after the Tosfos Yontif brings this whole shmir, he clears, what's taka the din? This, the pasuk and the Mishnah says this by nigei botim. What's that pasuk by nigei botim? There's a din that you're supposed to call the Kohen and say, kin nega nirali babois. What about nigei begodim? What about nigei odom on the flesh itself? Over there, there's also a din that you're supposed to say, kin nega? It's just a san, say the Rambam, say the pasuk, say the Mishnayis. It only brings us in by nigei botim. So there's one shot. The Pashtas Chazal say that the Seder Advarim is first comes a negative to your house, and then if you don't get the message, then it comes to you Begadim, and then finally it comes to you itself. So maybe only at the earliest stage, when there's a negative in your bias, when you're first getting, you know, confronted with the topic, so then you're supposed to say Kanega. But you know, that's the shot. What if a person glaich? Doesn't always happen like that. It's not Likuva that you don't have a nega on your beged or on your goof if you had a nega, if you didn't proceed with a nega on your bias. So how you talking this taka din that when if a person right away starts with nega bosar that he should taka say this din of Kanega, does the reason apply? You have to know, Sarachin, to be my eye, whether this din of Kanega by Nige Begodim and Nige Bosar. There's an interesting pshat. Zois tia toiris hametzoyra b'yoyim taharosoy. So there's a pshat based on the famous Chayvus HaLevavos. It's Yedua b'Chayvus HaLevavos. I think the Chofetz Chaim brings it in an art. Everyone quotes this famous Chayvus HaLevavos that someone that speaks Lashon Hara on his chaver says the Chayvus HaLevavos, all of your averis, all of the averis of the misaper, of the person you were misaper goes to the misaper, and all of the schuyos of the misaper goes to the person he spoke about. It's a mafchid gezach. But he says, "Zois tia toiras hametzoyra." When could the Metzayra who spoke Lashon Hara, when could he b'chlal have a schus of Torah? Only b'yoyim taharosoy, only when he does mechilas licha v'kapore v'Lashon Hara lo medaber elai, because at kama that he's speaking Lashon Hara, erkenish toben kan Torah mitzvot. It automatically gets transferred, over to the person he was speaking about. So zois tia toiras hametzoyra, when could the Metzayra b'chlal have schus of Torah mitzvot? Only b'yoyim taharosoy. We'll end with one more word I saw from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. It says, when the Seder Tahara of the Metzayra, you know, he brings an Eitz Erez, which the Erez stands for the Gaiva, because on one hand, that's the one end of it that he had, Gassus Ruach, Metzoyra comes because of Gassus Ruach. But the Takon is to do something that Fakir, you mashpul yourself. So you bring Eitz Erez, on the other hand, you bring Shni Toilas and Ezoiv. So why do you need two? Your Eitz Erez is the big thing. And connect that, there's a small thing. What's Shni Toilas and Ezoiv? Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, everyone knows the famous Rambam, that when a person has to do tshuva, he's supposed to go all the way to the other extreme. After he goes for a while to the other extreme, then you balance it out to the middle. So he says, Be'emes, at the beginning you were Balgaiva like an Eris. So at one point you have to go all the way to the other extreme like a Shni Toilas. After you go to the other extreme like the Shni Toilas, then you can get rebalanced back and get the Ezoiv. Because that's the message that Avada, whether there's Negoim B'Yameinu or not, Abba Karein B'Yameinu Izicha have, what the Rabbeinu Shalom is trying to tell us is a message that we have to understand. For whatever the reasons is that this is happening to us, and like we spoke at the beginning, though, that the Ikar is to come to the Hakara. Matitzak Eilai, Dabrel B'nei Yisrael V'Yiso. We should have a tremendous Hishtoikikus to become Kulei Hofach Lovin in the good sense of Dorsha Kulei Zakai, that we should be Zoyche Be'ezer Hashem, that we should come Taka to a full Tahara and a full Kapara, and the Rabbeinu Shalom should be Yoyim Letzari Seinu Dai, and it should be Memali Kala Oilam Kvoit Shemayim Be'ezer Hashem.